Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the central bank governor calls on the private sector to make more investments as the country pursues a 5% yearly growth rate. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry elects a new executive. The daughter of a well-known entertainer is in critical condition after the vehicle she was traveling in was involved in a hit and run, and the Pan American Health Organization concerned over high rates of hypertension in the region. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details up next. Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, is calling on the private sector to make more investments. He made the call while delivering the featured address at the annual general meeting of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry at Hilton Barbados Resort yesterday. Dr. Greenidge said now that the Barbados economy has fully rebounded from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, more investments will be critical as the country pursues a 5% yearly growth rate.
Investment is what drives growth. Three sources of investment: government, private sector, and FDI, foreign direct investment. What we are projecting on program to get the 5% that I tell you we are targeting, we need to step up investment. Yeah, we need to step up investment where we start to build back up to get back to here. There. Private sector now investment is roughly 970, just under 100 billion. We need the private sector to step up to close to 2 billion. For us to get the growth we need, the private sector have to increase investment to close to 2 billion over the medium term.
He said businesses will have to focus on being more innovative and more collaborative as they seek opportunities for investment.
And how are we going to get that done? First, by having the confidence to step up there and take a chance and to invest, recognizing that this is the best time to invest now, having turned the corner, although the road ahead is narrow, but we have turned the corner, and using innovation, which is really looking at new products, new services, new processes, deconstructing the way we do things and reconstruct it. Examining all the processes to see where can we do better. Where can I innovate and change something, either through technology, through a process of systems, by collaborating with someone else, and that brings the collaboration. Working together. You're a big company, a small company, have collaboration, sharing resources to reduce costs, develop new projects.
Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Meanwhile, the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry has elected a new executive. The four new members of the executive were elected during the BCCI's annual general meeting held yesterday. Director of Engineering with TMR Sales and Service Limited, James Clark, will serve as the new president. Victor Boyce of Answer Merchant Bank will serve as Vice President. Betty Brathwaite of Top Star Services is Vice President of Finance. And Paul Innes of Sagicor Life Incorporated will serve as Senior Vice President. James Clark says he was pleased with his election to serve as President.
I was very honored and very humbled to be chosen to be President of the Chamber for the next 2 years. There's no shortage of things to look at. I'm sure the forefront on everybody's mind is the cost of living in Barbados, and certainly that affects everybody. And of course, the business community is obviously very interested in the cost of doing business, because that also affects the cost of living. Also high on the agenda is the ease of doing business in Barbados. I know that that is something that comes up regularly, and I know that the various stakeholders are putting steps in place to ease that, but it isn't. There's nothing that you can snap a finger and have it done immediately. It's an ongoing process.
That's newly elected president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, is concerned with the high rates of hypertension across the region and urges countries to intensify efforts to improve the management of the disease. Speaking during PAHO's media briefing, Director of Noncommunicable Diseases, Dr. Anslem Hennis, said the Caribbean has the highest rates of hypertension in the region. His comments came ahead of World Hypertension Day, which is recognized on May 17th.
The overall rates of hypertension are about 23% in the Caribbean versus the regional average of 17.6%. It's higher for men in the Caribbean at 25.5% versus the regional average of 20.3%. And for women, about 20.7% in the Caribbean versus 14.8% in the region. Now, this situation, the rates are actually universally high in the Caribbean.
He advised countries to implement interventions to promote healthy diets, such as front-of-package warning labels on processed food products and other necessary measures to combat hypertension.
nutrition, physical activity, getting rid of tobacco. So we have to really scale up the public health approaches to reducing the consumption of harmful exposures. Also, the HEARTS Initiative aimed to promote hypertension control and management in primary healthcare in the region. This has been one of the initiatives that's made a tremendous impact in scaling up the quality of services for hypertension at primary healthcare level in the Caribbean. Some countries need to be called out for how well they're doing. For example, school policies have been recently implemented in Barbados. Let's look at the good examples and the success stories and scale it up to the entire Caribbean region.
That's PAHO's Director of Non-Communicable Diseases, Dr. Anslem Hennes. The daughter of a well-known entertainer is in critical condition as the search continues for the hit-and-run driver of the vehicle that collided with the vehicle in which she was traveling. Marsville, whose name is Omar McQuilkin, tells Starcom Network News that his daughter, 18-year-old Akia John McQuilkin, remains in hospital.
As a father, you know, I died real painful. We hear it, I know. You're thinking in here she was injured. First that come to his death. You understand? The truth is, right? I think that he was wrong. He should have obviously stopped to make sure that the people got in the car. Show some sort of concern. So which means he has no concern for human life, you know? Very, very upset, telling you.
Meantime, the child's stepmother, Carissia Anne Francois, gave an account of the accident.
Akia was traveling, heading towards St. Philip. She would have made the turn by Brighton's Farmers Market. And a 4x4 blue truck just came down and hit as they made the turn on the passenger side. The driver proceeded to turn off the lights and just sped off. He didn't stop. He didn't look, nothing. He just continued driving. Because she was pinned into the vehicle, the fire engine, they had to come and cut her out to get her out. When we went to the hospital, we were told that she has 4 fractured vertebrae in her neck and it's dislocated. We're waiting to hear from the neurosurgeon to see what's the next step. You know, just be careful. I mean, stuff happens, we understand, but that could have been so much worse. Thank God that she is still alive, but he could have at least stopped.
The stepmother of Akia John McQuilkin, Carissia Anne Francois. The European Union and Intra-ACP Global Climate Change Alliance Plus initiative officially handed over the coral reef early warning system to the government and people of Barbados. The ceremony took place yesterday at the Folkestone Marine Reserve in Holtown, St. James. The new equipment is worth close to 200,000 Barbados dollars. Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economy, Paula Beyer, thanked the EU and Intra-ACP GCCA Plus and noted that the equipment joins a global network of climate change monitoring systems.
Given the specific objective of improving climate-related forecasting, prediction, and information generation for effective development planning, this new marine and meteorological monitoring equipment with an integrated station has been given to Barbados for the benefit not only of this island, but for all of those collaborating with us in this climate crisis. These cruise stations are part of an integrated network of climate and biological monitoring stations to collect data on climate, marine, and biological parameters for use by scientists to conduct research into the health of coral reefs in a changing and variable climate.
That's Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Environment, National Beautification, and the Blue and Green Economy, Paula Beyer. Finally, the U.S. ambassador to South Africa has accused the country of supplying weapons to Russia despite its professed neutrality in the war in the Ukraine. Ambassador Ruben Brigti claimed that a Russian ship was loaded with ammunition and arms in Cape Town last December. South African's President Cyril Ramaphosa's office said it was disappointed by the claims and said no evidence has been provided to support them. South Africa has remained, or that is, maintained claims of neutrality in the invasion of the Ukraine. Recapping the headlines, the central bank governor calls on the private sector to make more investments as the country pursues a 5% yearly growth rate. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry elects a new executive. The daughter of a well-known entertainer in critical condition after the vehicle in which she was traveling was involved in a hit and run. And the Pan-American Health Organization concerned over high rates of hypertension in the region. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.